Hare Krishna, continued Vritasura, part 6. Chapter 11, verse 1. Sukadev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, Vritasura, the commander of chief of demons, was trying to advise his lieutenants in the principle of religion, but they were so intent on running away from the battlefield, they were so disturbed by fear that they could not hear his Bhagavatam class. How they can hear when they're so afraid and in the middle of running away, they could not pay attention to his words. But the demigods, they were so angry because these demons had harassed them so much that even though the army, they were running away, the demigods, they chased them up and they were trying to attack them from behind with their arrows. And Vritasura, who was the best of asuras, who was called Indra Shatru, the enemy of Indra, was very much aggrieved to see this. And he could not tolerate such reverses. He stopped and he started chastising the demigods. He spoke the following words in a very angry mood. Vritasur could see that the time, Kal, was on the side of the demigods, and he could see that his own army was running away like anas. Anas means like children without parents, whose parents are dead. Although he himself was alive and he was there, but his army was running away as if they did not have a nath. They were anath. Being very much angry, Vritasura shouted at the demigods. He shouted on the top of his voice, "Stop!" And just by hearing Vritasura shouting, all the demigods shook in fear and they immediately stopped attacking from behind. Whatever he is, he had a very huge body like a mountain with a trident in his hand. When he shouted in such way, the demigods got very much afraid. Here Sukadev Goswami says in the verse 3, Nirbharts yedam uvachaha. O King, indeed, Vritasura was rebuking with great force. Verse 4. He said to the demigods, those poor soldiers of mine, they're running away, can't you see? Those soldiers, they are useless. They have taken away the youth of their mothers by taking birth from them. They are totally fallen. A person who runs away from in the battlefield, it is said that he is not a son of his mother. He is stool and urine of his mother. This kind of coward. So he's saying to the demigods, so these soldiers of mine are cowards. They're the stool and urine of their mother. And you are also just like that. Because you're shooting them from behind. It is nahi bhit vadha. It is not very glorious. Nobody is going to glorify you because bhit, they're afraid. My soldiers are afraid and you're trying to kill them. So you're no better than them. You're also cowards. In this verse, Prabhupada is saying in the purport, Chalakya Pandit says that just like what's the use of having a son who's neither glorious nor he's a devotee of the Lord. This kind of son is just like having a blind eye, which does not help one to see, but it only gives pain. Rather, if instead of having blind eyes, if person did not even have the eye there, he just had like the cheek or the chin, just a plaster, born with like a plaster of skin, would have been better. At least his eye won't pain or water, or etc. It's better not to have a son than to have a son who is useless. He's also considered like stool and urine. Just like it is considered, Tulsidas has given a similar comparison, and he said that the sun and urine both come from the same channel. So if the semen produced a child who is useless, it's just like urine, because urine also produces nothing. Verse 5. Vitasura said, "O demigod, insignificant demigod, wait, wait, just listen. If you really have faith in your heroism, and if you have patience in the core of your heart, and you, if you're not ambitious just for sense gratification, just stand for a moment, just stand. I want to tell you something. Of these three things, if you have any of those, then I forgive you, I let you go. Go away, run away. But you have, if you have anything, any of these things in you, three things, heroism, patience, and not ambitious for sense gratification, if you have even one of any of these three, just stand for 1 second." He's, Vitasura is saying these in a very rebuking, at the same time making fun of them in that way. He's saying, if you're ambitious for sense gratification, means if you still have some desire to be with your family and with your wife and enjoy, then go away. Go away now. Otherwise, stay. Stay and I'll tell you something. And then Vritasura shouted very loudly, "This is called Vishva Visphod." It means that apart from Pralaya, the dissolution of the universe, if there's ever been another loud sound like that, that was the sound that here Vitasura had made. In the Shastra, it's called Vishva Visphot. Visphot means very loud sound. Just like at the sound of dissolution. His voice was so loud, resounding, roaring, like the end of the world, that the demigods, they were terrified. And although they were built with stout and strong bodies, they nearly fainted. They fell off their horses and their chariots, and they just fainted and fell to the ground, as if they were struck by thunderbolts. They just totally fell, and they were unconscious, most of them. Those who were just now shooting the arrows at the demons from behind, they were suddenly all on the ground, and it looked like they had been hit on the head with thunderbolt. Text 6. And then he showed his huge body. He pulled up his arm muscles and he showed his huge body. He looked twice as high as he was already, looking like a mountain. So the demigods had already fainted that were nearby. that they had all totally just fainted, but the living entities who were far, far away, they all also fainted simply by his roaring sound. The kind of voice he had when he was roaring, it was enough to break the eardrums of a person, even for those who were far, far away, living entities. They all fainted. Such loud was his roaring. For us, even when we've seen when they do fireworks, some of the sounds are so loud that it shakes the heart. What to speak of? We cannot imagine what to speak of the loud, resounding sound of Vritrasura. Everyone fell except for Indra. Indra was the only one that was left, and everybody else was on the ground. How they could have possibly fought with Vritrasura, just by whose tumultuous roar all the demigods, every single one of them, who were so enthusiastic just a moment before, they are all on the ground unconscious. How anybody could have fought with such a leader as Vritrasura? And then Vritrasura, he just trampled on all the demigods who were fainted. He just trampled on them beneath his feet on the battlefield, the way a mad elephant tramples hollow bamboos in the forest. For his huge feet, under his each of his huge feet was thousands and thousands of soldiers. He just walked all over them towards Indra. Vritrasura's each foot was miles wide. He did not actually want to kill all those soldiers. He was just trampling with a part of his foot very gently. He didn't want to kill. Text 8. The demigods, they were all moaning and groaning from the from the unconscious condition they had. On the top of that, they could feel his Vritrasura's feet on them, and they were just going, "Oh my God, oh my God." But he was very careful not to kill them. They were all, Sukadeva Goswami says in text 8, Rana Rang Dumardaha. They were feeling the trembling, they were trembling, and they had their eyes closed. They were thinking, "Now I'm going to die, now I'm going to die." Here Sukadev Goswami says in the last line, Nalam Vanam Yuthapatir Yathon Madaha. He was trampling on them just like a mad elephant tramples hollow bamboos in the forest. You've seen in the forest sometimes there are these bamboos. When the elephant steps on them, the bamboo trees, they become flat on the ground, and as soon as he takes his foot off, they bounce back because they're hollow and they don't really get killed, these bamboos. They bounce back and stand up again. So in the same way, this Vritrasura was trampling on these soldiers. If he wanted to, with one step, he could have killed thousands and thousands of them. Sometimes people massage with their feet. Sometimes the father tells his son, "Little son, stand on my back and massage, my back is hurting." In that way, in this way, Vritrasura was kind of massaging their backs, not hurting them. He was very, very careful. When Indra saw this, he became very worried. He thought, what did this happen in just one moment? My soldiers were so enthusiastic and they had just cut all of the demons' weapons in the clouds. And what has happened in just one moment? Every single soldier is on the ground and he's crushing them with his foot. And he became very intolerant. And at once he threw one of his great clubs, which is really hard to counteract, and he just threw this at Vritasura, trying to stop him. So Indra kept the vajra, the thunderbolt, in his other hand. He did not throw the thunderbolt weapon. He, an intelligent person, first of all, he uses a smaller weapon. He does not use his greatest weapon at first. He tries to see what this smaller weapon will do. But Indra was still very brave, and he was very tolerant, because he knew he had the blessings of the Lord and he had the vajra in his left hand. So he just tried to try out the strength of Vritasura. He just threw his club at Vritasura. So Indra thought that with my club, Vritasura will fall off. So he twirled this club round and round at very great speed, and then he just let it fly towards Vritasura, and he was very sure that Vritasura would fall off and fall on the ground. But what is this? Vritasura caught. When he saw the Indra's club is flying towards him, he just very easily caught it with his left hand. Not the right hand, left hand. Left hand is supposed to be weaker than the right hand, because most people are right-handed. He just easily caught it with his left hand. Actually, this was not possible for anybody else. It's like a very fast bullet coming towards somebody, and somebody just reaches out with his left hand and catches the bullet. It was just flying just like that. Nobody else could have done it. If a bullet is coming from a rifle, and so powerful and so fast, just like that, Vritasura very easily caught it with his left hand. And how did he catch? He caught it with the handle first. He did not just catch it anywhere. He just caught it. He held on to the handle. And then he twirled it around and he threw it back. And he struck the head of Indra's elephant with that club. This Vritasura, he was a Mahatma. He did not want to kill Indra. He just wanted to show that I also have a little power. Be careful. So he hit Indra's elephant with that club. When he hit the elephant, his elephant's name is Airavat, on his forehead, this elephant, he fell back 27 arm lengths on the battlefield. And then the elephant screamed. His forehead was split open, blood was coming out, and he fell on his back, and his trunk was upwards. He fell. Sapta Dhanu, it's called seven Dhanu. Dhanu means dhanush, like a bow. One bow is about 1 yard, 2 yards. So Indra also fell. He was on the elephant's back. So Indra fell back with the elephant some 14 yards off. And seeing this, even the demigods in the sky, they started to glorify Vritasura. Although they were not on the side of Vritasura, was their enemy. But seeing the glory of this soldier, they were glorifying him, that how wonderful he is. They were saying, Sadhu, Sadhu, Veer, Veer, Vritasu. They were all very amazed at this wonderful prowess of Vritasu. There were practically no demons on the battlefield. Maybe they were some far, far away, and they were saying, Jai ho, Srila Vritasu ki jai. And the demigods also, who were there present in the sky, they were also glorifying Vritasu. They were, the demons far, far away, they were jumping up and down with their gamchas and their umbrellas. They were saying, Jai, Jai, Jai. The demigods were also glorifying Vritasura. It goes to show that even if it's one's enemy, if somebody does a very wonderful deed, he should be glorified. This is gentlemanly. It wasn't even his own club, and this is this was the most amazing sight that no one had ever seen or heard, to catch the bullet-like club of the opposite party and throw it back at them. Nobody had ever seen or heard of such a thing. There was blood oozing out of the mouth. Blood oozing out of the mouth of the elephant. And but here in verse 12, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Prayuktam Bhuyam Sa Gadam Mahatma. This Vritasur was a Mahatma, he's saying, that he did not throw this gada, his club, at Indra. If he wanted in this situation, he could have just hit Indra, and it would have finished Indra, and that would have been the end of the battle. But he didn't do it. And then he did not attack Indra. He saw that my enemy is in difficulty. He just stood silently. He could have taken advantage of the situation, but he just stood silently to see what Indra will do now. Then Bhagwan Indra, immediately he treated his elephant. How? From Indra's hand comes out Amrit, nectar of immortality. Just like from our body, sweat comes out. And Indra's hand, Amrit, or nectar of immortality, comes out. And then Indra, he rubbed his hand on the elephant's head. And by doing this, the animal's pain was immediately relieved and cured the injuries also. He says here, Sukadeva Goswami, kshat vaho vataste, means, kshat means wherever there were cuts and pain, those cuts immediately they became like a very beautiful, a healthy skin, instantly. This is the power of the demigods. Here, in this world, the doctor can be so expert, but it will take him a lot of time to heal such a wound, if he could, even. Even if he could heal, he could cure his broken forehead, in the end, there will be some kind of scar will be there to show that he has been, he was cut open at that place. And then Indra, he climbed on top of the elephant and stood very silently. He did not know what to do. He was thinking, I threw the club, and he threw the club back at me. And what will happen if I throw the vajra, the thunderbolt? What if he throws the thunderbolt back at me? What will happen then? So he didn't know what to do, and he was just standing quietly. Now he was thinking, Indra was thinking, that my death is certain, because if I throw the thunderbolt, he will throw it back at me. He may throw it back at me, and if I don't, he can still kill me. So he was thinking what to do, and at the same time he was thinking of what a glorious person is my enemy, this enemy is Vritasura. How can I kill him? He is so saintly. In this world we have seen that to heal somebody, just giving medicine is not good enough. One has to stroke with loving strokes on a person's head, on his back, while giving them the medicine. In this world we have seen the same medicine, if the mother gives, she puts the child very lovingly on her lap and she gives the medicine and she strokes his back, she gives him a hug, and the same medicine when the nurse gives, it has a different effect in healing. Lord Indra did not just give him the nectar to heal his wounds. He stroked his forehead and his back to show him his affection towards the elephant, so the elephant may become enthusiastic and know that his master loves him very much. And